Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to talk about two psukim, very encompassing in the parsha. One thing that's boilet stands out in the beginning of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, "Schanan el Hashem b'Yisai hi lemo." So, Lefi Chazal, even the simple reading of the psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "I beseeched on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I davened, I begged Hashem to go to Eretz Yisrael." So, the obvious question is, forgetting why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't a Kabbal the Tefillah, that's a whole different shmuz, that's not for now. That Moshe Rabbeinu had a mission to stay, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. But the bigger question for us, at least, is to understand, what is Moshe conveying to Klal Yisrael? What message is he sending us? Because if you want to be critical, you could read these psukim, and you could have tremendous yish. If you have an issue, you have a challenge, you have something you're davening for, and a person could say, this is not the right attitude. I'm saying the critical way of looking at it. You could say, if Moshe Rabbeinu, Davan Avim, he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eschanan, imagine how many, over 500 tefillos. The Pnei Yeshua and Maseches Brachos makes a cheshbon, mathematical cheshbon, that based on the 515 tefillos that Moshe Rabbeinu davened, it equals every single tefillah from when it was nigzar on him not to go into Eretz Yisrael until the last, till the end, except the Shabbos, when you're not allowed to make bakoshes. Every single opportunity that Moshe Rabbeinu had, every Shemoneh Esre, obviously probably in Shema Koleinu, because you can't stop make a bakoshim in nowhere, right? Could be in the Yerushalayim, it's Mein HaBrocha, we can handle. He davened every time that he should go to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem said no. So again, the Baruch Shem had cheshbonis. And Fakir, many learned that it was, we needed Moshe in Chutz La'aretz. We needed Kvuras Moshe to be in Chutz La'aretz. Or Bevinishvi, however you learn it, right? Some of the Bali Machshava say unbelievable chidush. We just went through Tisha B'Av. David HaMelech says, Mizmo lo'osof elikim bo goyim nachlosecho. There's a capital in Tehillim where David HaMelech reflects on the Churban. That didn't happen yet. But it's Mizmo lo'osof. Frech the Gemara, Mizmor on the Churban. How do you say Mizmor on the Churban? So the Gemara says that David HaMelech said a Mizmor, Asher Shofach HaMosoi Aloetzim V'Avonim. That's what the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech gave a shirat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was Shofach HaMosoi, he let out his anger on stones, right, on wood, on a structure. So obviously the Gemara is shver from all angles, right? What do you mean? Shiva, go through the kinnis. There was only structural damage. It's devastation. The Holocaust is a pintle. The Holocaust is a dot compared to the blood that was spilled during the chum. It's hard to even imagine. So if that's the case, so how could you say? So there's many different explanations. Rabbi Isaac Harif is so bothered by this that he says that this David HaMelech was really referring to the fact that the Shechina lo yizazon b'mekoyma. The Shechina stayed with Klal Yisrael. Only the structure. Why do we daven tel talpiyos, like the Yerushalmi says, till today, the Mishnah Brachos, you daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Shechina lo yizazon b'mekoyma. So Rabbi Isaac Harif wants to say that we thank Hashem that he didn't vacate. The Shechina didn't vacate from Klal Yisrael. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain that with all the devastation that happened, Lamaisa was a huge kapara for Klal Yisrael. Like we've discussed many times, that Peshas the Churban, every Tisha B'Av I bring down the Gemara and Yuma, the Kruvim were Mu'urim Zebazeh. There was a tremendous kapara after the Chet, after the Churban. So instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mechala Klal Yisrael, destroying Klal Yisrael, he made a Churban. So it's true, the Churban had a lot of blood spill. But Lamaisa, look what's left. Look at the beautiful Klal Yisrael. So that's what So Mele Svarim HaKdoshim say that the Medrash says that anything that Moshe Rabbeinu would have done couldn't have been destroyed. So if Moshe would have gone in to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Eretz Yisrael, and he would have been the one to establish the Beis HaMikdash, could have never been destroyed. Chas v'shalom, then Klal Yisrael would have had a much bigger... So that was Isfakir. There's a Medrash plea like that, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you go in, then the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be Charef. Isfakir, so good, so let him go in. Says, then there won't be a place for Kapar, for Klal Yisrael. So these are all different ways to understand. But the bottom line is, Moshe is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, by telling us these words, what are we supposed to take? Moshe davened hundreds and hundreds of tefillos, and it wasn't accepted. What am I? What, Radinsky's going to get up and say, what am I worth? What are we supposed to learn from Moshe's Vashana? That's number one. Number two, if we look later in the parasha here, the mitzvah of Osisa Yoshev HaTov, which is a big, very, very Klolistic mitzvah. It's a mitzvah we often ignore. You don't even realize how often you ignore it. You can ignore it every time you're in the parking lot. It's an opportunity that arrives anytime you're in the parking lot. You're pulling out of a spot, there's another guy pulling out, who's going to get out first? Yeah, lazem gain. You have a kind of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah you have all the time. You get onto a flight, the person wants a window seat, you want a window seat. Yeah, sure, lazem hum the window seat. That's a kind of mitzvah, the guys. Right? It's your seat. You like that seat better. You have a bulk seat, Nebuch, a couple comes on with two babies. I saw this recently, one of my trips. The couple comes on. You know, some of these couples, forget the end of the flight, what they look like, Nebuch. They look like a child on Tuesday night. They come on with babies. You have rachmonos on them when they come onto the plane. So some guy, a young guy, that could have been single or whatever, not no kids, no wife on the plane. You know, that bulkhead, he has the seat there with the bulkhead seat, the seat by the... This couple never had to be raised Kresa Charein Dortmund. So they asked him for the seat. And he said, this is his seat. You know, he's not moving. And they never go into the back. So, you know, after being a chinuch for over 30 years, one of the machlas of it is you begin to feel like you could be machanach everybody. So even though this guy wasn't a Talmud of mine, I never saw him before. I decided, I'm machanach zayin. I went over to him, I told him, Star mitzvah de reise do. Baruch Hashem, he listened. He, you know, he taka gave the seat. It's a mitzvah you have, keseder. Posisa yoshev atoiv. But the end of the pasuk is very interesting. Vasisa yoshev atoiv beinei Hashem alekecho. Leman yitav loch. Rabbi Yankov always used to say, when you see such a bracha, it's the biggest bracha. Because L'man Yitav Loch means, normally it says what the bracha is. L'man Yitav Loch for Yerash, L'man Yitav Loch for Rachta Yomim, even by Kibbutz Aveim. L'man Yitav Loch. Yitav Loch. It's going to be good for you. It's pretty good if the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, it's good. Imagine you come to Rebbeinu Shlomo and says, it's good. Gewaldig. L'man Yitav Loch. Uvoso v'yorashto es ha'oretz asher nishba Hashem l'kach. You'll have your Yerushas Haaretz. This is the mitzvah of Lufnim Yerushas Hadin. So he's on Chazal, this pasuk. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that what is this mitzvah? So the Gemara, V'osiso ayosho v'atoi b'enei Hashem alikecho. So the Gemara, mikan l'pshoro Lufnim Yerushas Hadin. From here we learn out the halacha of pshora and lufnim mishuras hadin. The whole fact that a dayan to go to make a pshora and lufnim mishuras hadin. If you look at the Ramban, he brings down the drashas Chazal. So the Ramban, limadnu Rabbi Seinu zal medrash yofer va'omru zu pshora lufnim mishuras hadin va'kavone Ki tishmo chukoyso veidoyso vashet zivcho. Tein dait cholaso is hatoev ayosho. Ki hu oyev ayosho vahatoev. Now we know this big stiris. What was the Churban Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes, the Gimel Averis, Sinas Chinam. We know. All of a sudden the Gemara comes above Metzian. And over there the Gemara uses a very interesting lashon, the end of Perek Elu Metzias. The Gemara says, Lo nechrevo Yushalayim, Elo shehimidu dineyem al din toira. The whole Churban Beis HaMikdash happened. Because they did din toira. Let me talk to get you the Gemara, the Lashon Gemara, because the Gemara fracked Akasha if them. The Gemara says, could that be? Here. Dav Lamed Amid Beis. Zok the Gemara, Mab Yechonu, Lenechavu Yishalayim, Oshadonu Din Torah. Fracked the Gemara. Din Torah? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? What's the Tzachto? Elu Dina Dam Gizid Al Dainu. What's the Matan? You want to do Roman law? Lenechavu Yishalayim, El Oshadonu. If the Gemara would have said the opposite, you would understand. That means he's a churban abayis for not doing hiddur mitzvah. That's what it sounds like. Everybody did what they had to do. Vadem is genug. I told the guy this year I had such a hachavas hadas. Pein hashmosha san tishabov. I'm going to make it tomorrow afternoon in halachas here because it's such a big inyan, such a great inyan. But the guy somehow, the shaila happened right before Shkia. I got the shaila right after Shkia. A guy somehow, he was in his room, and not a young person, and he made a bracha. He was fasting. He made a bracha. I don't exactly where the confusion was. I don't know if he didn't realize what time it was. Maybe it was dark in the room. I don't know what the cheshbon was. And after he made the bracha, he realized that it was Tisha B'Av still. That the time wasn't over. And I wasn't over, but it was still a nice piece, so to say. So first his wife told him, so drink. Just it shouldn't be a bracha v'atola. Always the wife is a poisek. So she paskened. And by the way, her psak is not so off. She does nechpa bekesef. The Birki Yezer brings down in Hilchus Tainus and Tovkuf Samaches. The tachzaka we're supposed to do, pachs mikashir. That way you're not mevatel the tainus, but you're still this. The wife, usually when the wife says something, she has a shita, whether she knows it or not. Zdozach. Tayin vozna zatzal, the shevet alevi yel, no, it's not a bracha levatol. He holds in bigger chiddush. A guy makes a bracha, then he realizes the product is not kosher to his standards. Not it's not kosher. It's kosher. It's not to his standards. Gamlisha, like you, only badatz. Only badatz. He realizes it's not badatz. Zokt to Shevet HaLevi, it's not a bracha levatola. He doesn't have to eat it. He doesn't say, well, I made a bracha. It's the chfort rabbanut mahadra, not bad. No, but it's not my standard. That's a chiddush Shevet HaLevi. So that's not for now. Tomorrow we'll talk about what you're supposed to do, because it's a whole sugya. What do you do if you make a bracha when you're fleishiks and you're milchiks? There's many, many cases like this. So in order to pass in this shayla, you have to go through bracha levatola, the raisa, the rabbona, the chazanish. It's a big sugya. But I had a tremendous hanor because when they asked the shayla, so as soon as they asked the shayla, I said, listen, I made like jokingly because there was still another, it's another 40 minutes. I said, if the person wants the mamish b'mach, so the person stopped and they motioned to the wife and the son were there that they should call me what to do. I said, if you want, you could just schweig. Like the mice with your ankle shift, they say he once got stuck in a... This is when they first started with the electric doors. So he went to go into a building, wanted to use the restroom. And he did realize after he went in that the doors were electric. So the story is he stayed there the whole Shabbos. You know, let's fuck like me. You wait for a guy to walk out, and it's marvav b'shiurim. It's like, you know what I mean? Think of kunsim. Rav Yankel says, just stay there. Hagan to Shabbos, don't give him. Right? I'm not saying maybe the right thing is taka to go out, not to stay there. I'm just saying, chiluki deis. So lemaisa, the this guy. So I said, you know, it's not so poshut. There may be the muhudik. Said you muhudik is achtas. The husband wanted to do whatever the best is. I said muhudik. The Eli Rabbi, the Supreme God, and Reishvav, that hold that even though lechatchilu when you make a bracha it's supposed to be terkei dibur to eat. If you speak, it's a hefsek. But if you just sit there, you're not mesiach das. The guy could sit for 40 minutes, I say, and not mesiach das. And just it's pretty difficult on Tisha B'Av not to mesiach das from the food for 40 minutes. But he wanted to do whatever is the ideal. I had tremendous hana. This guy wanted to, you know, he wanted to do whatever was. He didn't want to hear Aces. What's the best in this matzav? Obviously, best would be he wouldn't have made the bracha. He did already. What's the best? So all the achronim ask, how could it be that there should be a churban abayis? Because you don't want to go lifnim mishuras hadin. How could such a thing be? How do we understand it? So Rabbi said, I want to tell you. And Moira Dika Mesils Yisharim. And the emphasis of Yenis and Ibishitz adds to this piece. Unbelievable Mesils Yisharim. Mesils Yisharim in Perek Yud Ches has a whole shtickle on what it means. The concept of Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. The concept of, is it just another thing? Well, maybe Lifnei Mishuras Hadin is a different person. So the andere mensch. A Lifnei Mishuras Hadin is a different person. So I want to just read you his words to Mesils Yisharim. Mesils Yisharim Zok Tazeh, Perek Yud Ches, and Mesils Yisharim. Kihine, ha-mitzvois, ha-mutolois, ala-odam, the mitzvahs that are on a person, kvar yudu asem, they're known, v'choyvoson yudu adechni magaz. And there's a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch tells us how far the mitzvahs go. There's a beginning and an end. Bot zogt er. Uma mi shoye ve saboyre is borach shmoy. Ava amitis, if somebody really loves Hashem, what he calls Ava amitis, he really loves Hashem. Zogt the Mesils Yisharim, lo yishtade lifto atzmoy b'mashe kfar mefusum en oylem al klal yisol b'chlal. He's not happy to get the job done. He's not happy to get the job done. Elo yikor aloy. It's going to be valuable to him. It's a treasure. Every time he can do something good, it's a treasure. It's not like a yoytzitz design. I tirelessly repeat the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov said that when you buy a bris, you give a brocha to the Avi Aben, the Imoi. Kishem shenichnas lebris, ken yikonis l'tor l'chupe. Zok to Baal Shem, what's the kishem? That is. There's many, many pirushim on that. Baal Shem Azot Af Hafla de Gevot. Baal Shem Tov says that there's two ways to do a mitzvah. One way to do a mitzvah is Mevil Yoytze Zayn. Yoytze means I do the mitzvah, and I'm Yoytze. And I'm done. I make a Baruch Shepetrani, and I go on. There's another way to do a mitzvah, to try to mechaber yourself, to connect yourself to the mitzvah. Fakeret, you keep the Ashpah of the mitzvah with you. You make like an isruchag to the mitzvah. He says, we have one mitzvah that no matter what, it stays with you. You don't have an option, Yoytzitz design. Like David HaMelech said in the Beis HaMerchatz. Mitzvah, Mila is a mitzvah to me, this kiyadua from the Ozorua. It's ongoing. So when you do the mitzvah Mila, it's with you forever. It never leaves you. We give a bracha to some tatan mamazok to Baal Shem Tov. Kishem shenichnas lebris. Just like he went into the bris and that's going to stay with him. Ken yikonis lo toiro, chupa, maizim toivim. Everything should stay with the child. To be a nichnas. Zok to Mesils Yisharim. Yikor aloi kemoishi yikor ala ben shoyev es oviv. If a son loves a father, he wants to do the spitz. His father likes this. He likes this thing. So he will try to do all he can, even though he only got a gilui ma'at. His father told him, you know, I like a shtickle that thing. He's not gonna bring him a hamantash. He's gonna bring him. Zokter. Kvar yarba haben bedora hu b'maisa hu kechol ma sheyocho. Va'afal pi shel yomo lo yovav ela pamachas u b'chatsi dibur. Dai lo yisay haben lo hoven es dai tu shel oviv. It's enough. Klol oy shel dover. Kol mi shahava b'neim avas azo lo yoyim aloy nitzavis yoyisem hizeh. That's what a ben is. If Yonis and Aibish, it says that this is a t'nai, we know that there's a rule. The rule is Melech Shemochel al Kvoide in Kvoide Moch. King can't be Moich. A Ben could be Moich. A Ben could be Moich. The Bnei Yisocha has a big arichas on this from the Marash Primoy. That's why Tshuva works by Klal Yisrael. Because we're born. With children. A son can always ask for an exit. Right? A son has the right, has an ability, we don't call it a right, an ability to ask for an exit. You want an exit, you have to be a ben. You want an exit, you have to be a ben. Loinechavo Yerushalayim, whatever the reason was. But we were bunny. If we were bunny, we would have been able to say Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom. Fort. Why wasn't there a fort? Rabbanu Shalom. We're bunny. The Torah says we didn't behave like bunny. Even what we did our pi din type. If what we did with Nimbashur Sadin, we still would have the mile of Ben. We would have been able to say, Rabbanu Shalom, fart. Mizan Doch Bonin. The Rabbanu Shalom says, where was the behavior like Bonin? So the Gemara in Baba Metziah, Daf Lamed, doesn't mean to contradict the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes. After the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes is saying the Averis that was Motzi in Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Baba Metziah is saying, Abba fart? Obafort. The Obafort that we didn't have. We couldn't say Obafort. Because fort means you're a ben. You behave like a ben. That's what he said. And that's the whole Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael. Hashra Sashchina be Yisrael. Is that we're born in Lashem. That's why the Pasuk says, Vosisa Yoshev HaToiv. L'mad Yitav Loch. Because then you're a ben. There's endless, a ben has endless milas. Doesn't give you a specific bracha. The Yerashta Sa'oretz. Now you take a roi fashor sashchina. Now you're a ben. A ben is a whole different story. I believe that that's pshat in the beginning of the parasha as well. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, and he tells Klal Yisrael, "It was nigzar on me not to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why did I want to go into Eretz Yisrael?" This Gemara and Saita Daf Yudalit. The Gemara says, "Why did Moshe want to go to Eretz Yisrael?" V'chilechol miperiyot tzarech. Was boya mitula. He had a place in the Golan, a villa in the Golan, overlooking the Gantz. Nay. What was his? What did he have in Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechol miperiyot tzarech. He didn't even need a divan al zayabila. Sorotskin basement, no problem. Sanhedria. In Machsan. Lakayim mitzvah satluyas ba'alas. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Makayim Ratzon Hashem. He wanted Makayim Ratzon Hashem. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu's telling us. How much did I want a Makayim Ratzon Hashem from the minute that it was decreed upon me not to go? Until I left this world, Hashem told me it's over. I kept on doing it. That wasn't a failed tefillah. That was an expression of Avas Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Ken Zayin, Verveis, who knows, that the S'chus of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to be Mekayim Mitzvot Luis Baritz is even better than if he would have eaten from Peres Haaretz. Could be even more. His yearning to do Ratzon Hashem, he showed his expression, he's a Ben, how many, Laz Upshain. For months and months, the last months of his life, all he did was daven. Not because he wanted to go and have his Israel trip. He wanted to have his Shana Rishona. Everybody wants a Shana Rishona in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu was key. Kaya Mitzvah Zachal Yisbaratz. And that's the lesson of the parasha. A son is always looking. Always looking. A guy came to Rav Steinemann Zatzal, famous story. He told him he has a shochan in the building. In Eretz Yisrael, this is a big thing. If you want to add, so the neighbors in the building can stop you. If you get a rishayon, if you get an approval that everybody in the building is maskim for you to add, that's a big milah for you. If I care it. Sometimes people do it shalai kiddos, they just add and then they ask a shayla later. That's called kibush. You conquer it. So l'maisa, somebody came to Rev Steinemann, and he had somebody, and this was a B'nai Braka, somebody in the building wanted to add, and they were trying to do it like, a chap, and he wanted to object. And he came to Rev Steinemann, and he explained to Rev Steinemann why he very much doesn't want it. And he wanted a bracha from Rav Steinemann. He's going to take this person to Din Torah, whatever. He's going to fight it. So Rav Steinemann tells him, Chashteinisht, what's with Lifnei Mishur Sadin? What about being Mavater? See, now people are. Mavater, you always think for Yenna. Not me. So he right away, in his crooked head, he right away assumed, Rav Steinemann means, what about getting that guy to be Mevata? Before you take him to the Torah, go over to him and tell him he should be Mevata. Rav Steinemann says, no, who choshev shu tzodek? He thinks he's 100% right. So Rav Steinemann started laughing. He said, Vitur is fazich, nishayim. Vitur means you're busy, you're preoccupied with how you could be Mevata. And Rav Steinemann told him a scary story. I'm just going to end you with this story. Rav Steinemann told him that in Europe, there was a Hasidus. Doesn't matter what the Hasidus was. It was a Hasidus. And the Rebbe died. And the Rebbe left over children. The powers that be were planning to crown the Ben Abchor from Rebbe, he should be the next Rebbe. Makes sense. Milsa B'taima. Believe it or not, there was some Chassidim who wanted another son to be the Rebbe. Ezel Zayin the Rebbe. Could be he was more Mukhshir. Right? He had more charisma, more whatever. It wasn't yet a machlekes. It was just, like these things are. It was starting. It was. You can make a brichas ilonis. It was blossoming. So somebody, a choshev Talmud Chacham, this is what Rav Steinemann told him from the Shevet Alevi. Shevet Alevi said over the story. Shevet Alevi knew the story firsthand. Shevet Alevi knew the pratim. Shevet Alevi said, so one of the, a big Talmud Chacham, who was part of this chassidus. And he grabbed the hell that the younger son is more right for this position. But he went over to the younger son and he said, Ich betaich episeton for the schus for dein tate, schus for your father, und set sein gut for ich. It's possible, because he's a Yosef Atoy, wo man yit avloch. Be me vater. Pick yourself up, go to Eretz Yisrael. This rabbi said was before World War II. go to Eretz Yisrael and start from scratch. Start from the beginning. That's a big nisayon, because whatever he would have done in Europe, he already had his, he had already a chatzi chasidus. If he would have started, go to Eretz Yisrael, mom is starting from the ground up. Who knows where he's supposed to find him? He followed. He did that. He left, packed his bags with nothing, went to Eretz Yisrael. The other brother got the big chasidus. They all got killed out. When Elhot Gahat, he had the Malchus. And the Shevet HaLevi said, Vazet min fundo, fun vitur falirt minisht. From being mevater, you don't lose out. Says Rav Steinemann, the Shevet HaLevi said, Okavti, achar midah zu, I followed this midah of vitur, unichav kemo nit gizan amen zo falirin. You know how many Dinei Torah the Shevet HaLevi was involved in? Shevet HaLevi was from the Ari Shebedor in Psak Aloche. Shevet HaLevi. Chaznish was tremendously mischashev with the Shevet HaLevi's Psak Piskei Aloche. Said, I never saw somebody should lose from doing Vita. That's the unbelievable benefit. So Sisa Yosheva HaTov really describes you enlisting in the Rabbanu Shalom's family as a ben. It's an opportunity to become Bnoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I'll go to Shabbos HaBeis.